It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We are here at the Crestview Knights Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where the Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Knights. And Lady Knights are undefeated in their conference, the Northwest Conference. They are 5-0 in the conference and 11-4 overall. All four of their losses are to MAC teams. So that's where they stand tonight. Also, want to remind you, and we'll remind you a couple of times, so because everybody isn't tuned in right now. If you want to watch this game, this one is not on the NFHS, but if you go to CrestviewKnights.com, CrestviewKnights.com, and up in the near the top right is athletics. If you hover over that, and about the third or fourth thing down is Knights Live Stream. And that you can watch the game there. I don't think that there's a charge on that. I don't think you have to have a subscription, but I don't know that for sure. But you can watch tonight's game at CrestviewKnights.com. And then when that comes up, go to their athletics. And then about the third or fourth thing down on that ribbon is Knights Live Stream. And click on that. And I believe that that stream has been running since the JV match. If not, it will be up and running very shortly. So I want to make sure you know you can watch the game tonight. So, again, we're Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Knights. Our next game will be an MAC game at home versus Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And then Saturday, the ladies will be playing at Fort Laramie. And I believe the JV match is a 10 a.m. start, so a little earlier than we usually start. Let's take a quick little break, and we'll be back in a little bit with a little bit more information leading up to tonight's game.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We're back at the Ray Etzler Gymnasium here in Convoy, Crestview High School, where the Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Knights. And we'll be starting here. It's about 10 minutes till game time. Gives us a little time to remind you about football. We got a number 8 seed in the football tournament seeding. And that means that we will be hosting one of the games. We're hosting the number 9 seed Milford Center Fairbanks in the football playoffs. Again, we get a bye this week. The football in our division, Division 6, I believe it's 4, 5, and 6, or maybe 3, 4, 5, and 6, all play on Saturdays. So ours is a week from this coming Saturday, almost 2 weeks. That'll give us time to heal up and get ready to go. And, again, we'll be playing at home against Milford Center Fairbanks. I don't have what they did over the weekend, but they were 4-1 going into the weekend. We are 2-4. On paper, that doesn't look like the right way to go, but almost every one of the MAC schools got a high seed regardless of their record. So, and that's probably, on paper, that doesn't look right, but that probably is the correct seeding. So, did say I was going to mention again, if you do want to watch this match, you can go to crestviewknights.com and click on athletics near the top, a little to the right of center, and then go down about 3 or 4 choices and go to Knights live stream. Again, I don't think there's a charge for that. There may be, so it may not be worth doing that, but you can definitely listen to us. I don't believe there's audio with it. So you can kind of coordinate between us listening and their TV video. So again, crestviewknights.com, athletics, Knights live stream. So some of the things coming up next week, we've mentioned them already, but we'll do that again in case somebody did just now tuning in. Thursday is our next match, and that's at home MAC match against Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and I believe Rob Weaver will be back. And then on Saturday, it's volleyball at Fort Loramie. I believe that's a 10 a.m. JV start, and that will be Diana and Susie, the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And again, no football this week because of the bye. We'll take another quick break, and we'll come back and go over a couple of things on tonight's contest, and then we'll get ready for the beginning of the match.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Kalp Pharmacy would be happy to schedule a phone conversation to look at the medications you're on and the available plans next year to find how these changes will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We are back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium and Convoy as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Lady Knights. So, Diana, Susie, what are your kind of thoughts?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of thoughts. I think we were coming off about a three-game stretch of playing really well, and I got the luxury of watching Crestview early in the season when they battled St. Henry. Oh, my gosh, I'd probably say it was the first or second week in the season. It should be a good match. There should be some competition.
Crestview just took down Salina in three.
Yeah, they did.
That's tough.
They did. I feel like they have definitely gotten better than they were at the beginning of the season.
I was talking to one of their people. I believe he might be the former athletic director.
Okay.
And he was saying that the sorry, I had my mask on. He was saying that they have a couple of freshmen that either have just started playing or have just started playing really well, but they are playing very well. Who, if they were freshmen at the beginning of the year, you know, 15 games into it, they're more than freshmen because they play almost as tough a schedule as we do. Yeah. All four of their losses are against MAC schools.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha. Yeah, they are 11-4.
Yeah.
And they're 5-0 in their league.
Yeah, they got beat by St. Henry, Marion, Parkway.
Yeah, it was Parkway. Yeah, I can't remember who the other one was.
St. Henry, Marion, Parkway. And
probably New Knoxville.
No, they didn't play New Knoxville. I don't think it was New Bremen. Because he was asking me.
Did I say Marion?
Yeah.
Coldwater.
Yep.
Coldwater, yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I know one of their freshmen is Yetzler.
Yeah.
She's little sister
about
to
six,
the. Yeah.
Two?
I'd say 6'2".
Maybe?
Yeah. Little sister to. I can never remember their names. Maddie
Jaylen,
would be killed. Javen. And somebody. I'm sure she's
The really good basketball players.
Yes. So anyway, should be a good. Javen, yeah, I can't think of the other one. But anyway, should be a good match. We've got about 25 seconds before we hear the national anthem.
Yep.
And
so,
we'll be back in a little bit.
We'll be back in a while, depending on how long the national anthem takes.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 8th. They have lots of great prices in their frozen food section. All varieties of Best Choice fries are only $2.99 each. And most Best Choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each. And Bird's Eye vegetables are also half price at just $1.09 each. Don't need a full bag of apples? Most varieties of their bulk apples are just $1.99 a pound. And in their dairy case, Kraft singles are $3.49 each. And Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.39 a package. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
We're back here at Crestview Reisler Gymnasium, and they're doing the introductions right now. Again, I want to remind you, and we'll remind you a couple of times later in case you're just getting tuned in. For one, that tonight's match started a half hour later than normal. But if you want to watch the match, I don't believe there's audio with it, but they don't have the NFHS system, but they do have video available. So you'll want to go to CrestviewKnights.com, then go to their athletics page. You don't necessarily need to click on the page. Just hover over the word athletics near the top, and about the third or fourth choice down is Knights Live Stream. So CrestviewKnights.com, under the athletics tab, and then go to Knights Live Stream, and you can actually watch the game tonight. So I don't know if there's a charge for the video for tonight, but you can watch it. I didn't get that much detail, but CrestviewKnights.com, athletics, and then Knights Live Stream, and you should be able to watch the match. So you guys have our starting lineup?
Tonight Hope actually gets to start because anytime we're away, she's our first server.
Yep.
Okay. So Hope starts tonight. Lily, Marissa, Whitley, Paige, and Grace. And then Kiki is coming in to be our little defensive specialist. So,
yep.
So that's our typical, but it's always different whether we're home or whether we're away. Yep. So.
And we didn't get a program. They didn't have them here.
Nope.
So we don't have all or maybe any of the names. We might be able to catch it from if the announcer does some talking, but right now we don't have it. So looks like they're getting ready to start.
Yep. Hope Wendell back to serve for the Indians. A good serve. Set up to the outside and dig by Paige up to Hope, outside to Marissa, and nice hit over, but they play it. Set the side, two-hand push over, and that's out of bounds on Crestview. She hit the flag. We call that a flag? Pole?
Yeah, pole.
Whenever
flag
that is.
Pole. Yeah,
flag
that's pole. All
right. So hitting air for the Crestview Knights. Puts the Indians up 1-0. Hope continuing to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Overpass by the Knights. Whitley to Hope. Back to Whitley. And that's a kill. Nice I was play thinking there by the Indians.
I thought she was going to pound that. She just kind of just tipped
Stop
it over.
Yeah. She saw a big old hole, so yep. why not? I mean, it kills a kill, right?
Yes.
Right.
And if she'd have pounded it, it might have been able to gotten dug out.
Right. Hope continuing to serve for the Indians, and that's nice serve.
Wow. Nice serve.
Little miscommunication, I think, on the ninth. So
I think the one girl thought it was going out, but it hit the other girl's foot, and she was at least a foot inbound, so it would have been inbound. She just got out of the way.
Hope continuing to serve. Indians up 3-0. Good serve again. Pass up to the middle, and it's an overpass, sort
nice
of.
Mistake by Keegan. Thought she had it.
Wouldn't really get an overpass my bet on that one, though. Yeah. Set her, put it over on two, and had a good dig by Key, but just went out off her arms, out of bounds. So a point for the Knights. Brings up 3-1 Indians. Good serve. Pass up by Marissa to Hope to Whitley, and that's another kill.
Yeah. Wow. Another middle. Soft kill.
Yeah. She's taking it easy on him for just a second.
She's just teasing him again.
Lulling him to sleep. Look out.
Yeah. I don't know if that just didn't get up to the height that needed to go or what. I'm not sure.
Nice serve by Marissa.
Yeah, it was.
Set to the right side for the Knights. It's a block by Paige and Whitley. They two-hand push it over on one. Hope out to Paige. And that's a...
Almost
a kill. Almost a kill. It kind of... they passed it over and kind of fell in on the Indian side, so point for the Knights.
Didn't look like it was coming over. I think Paige hesitated and just dropped right in front of her. Or, well, I guess not dropped, but she reached for it right in front of her. So
4-2, Knights serving. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Set to the middle to Paige, and that's a kill.
Bam. Bam.
Nice
she
play.
She was left one-on-one in the middle. Yeah. That's just a... And, man, if you do your homework, you know better than that.
Yeah, it was a nice play.
Yeah, it was.
Kiki back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 5-2. Good serve.
Nice
serve, boy.
Skim in the net.
Yeah. Set to the right side for the Knights. Nice pass by Marissa to Hope out to Paige.
Nice.
And that's another kill.
Yeah.
Boy, nice dig by Marissa.
Yeah, it was.
And I tell you what, it was a nice hit set by Hope.
Yeah, it was.
That was going pretty fast to the net, and she picked it up right away.
She got it, and just forearm passed it right where she needed it to go.
6-2, Kiki continued to serve. Nice serve. Knights hit it to the right side, and that's a block.
Right dang.
Darn. Grace and Paige had that, but it fell right between them and the net.
Right in front of them.
Yep. So Indians up 6-3. Brings the Knights back to serve. Good serve. Marissa to Lily.
Little
Paige has to free ball it over, yeah. The Knights set up the middle to the Etzler girl. She two-hand pushes it over. Kiki with a dig to Hope, to Grace.
Nice.
And
she got
out of bounds.
That's a kill.
Open in the net.
Yeah.
That's
a kill for Grace.
One, Grace.
Yeah. I'm not sure she jumped on that. Like, if I had to, I don't know, replay that.
It worked.
I don't know. It worked.
So the Indians up 7-3. Hope comes out, and Lily and in to serve now for the Indians, and set is Faith and Tegan in the front row.
Nice
serve by Faith.
That's
a
goodness.
Lift. Double
good
lift
try.
Something.
She's wondering why it was a lift.
Yeah.
She grabbed a hold of it.
She did.
And threw it.
So
they're
a little barnyardy.
Even I could see
Knights.
That.
Faith continues to serve. Oh, nice serve. That's an ace serve for Faith. Just hit the net and hold
it
for Phoenix.
Nice to see Faith back in the lineup tonight.
Yes, it is.
Kind of missed her a little bit on, I mean, we didn't miss a beat on Saturday, but
it's good to get that connection going again.
Yep,
so Indians up 9-3. Crespi wants to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Again, if you're listening to us, obviously if you hear us, you're listening to us, you can watch this match. You go to crestviewknights.com, that's a school webpage. Then go to athletics, and about the third thing down on that athletics button is Knights Live Stream. Click on that, and you should be able to watch this. I don't know that there's a charge. I do not know that. So ready to start again. Go ahead.
Okay. Faith continuing to serve for the Indians. Indians up 9-3. Good serve. We're set to the outside of the Etzler girl. Blocked by Tegan and Grace, but blocked it out of bounds.
Got their hands on the ball. Yep. That's a good thing.
So point for the Knights. Indians up 9-4. Good serve. Nope. Out. Floated out.
Yep, so. It sure did.
So service error for the Knights puts the Indians up 10-4. Back to serve for the Indians is Paige. We've got Paige, Faith, and Kiki in the back row, and Marissa, Grace, Guggenbiller, and Tegan in the front row. Good serve.
Nice.
Crestview setting up the middle, or outside, two-hand push it over. Kiki with a nice dig up to Faith, out to Marissa.
Oh,
she punched
tight.
It over. Knights running it back through the middle and didn't get over the net, I don't think, right?
Nope.
Unless we're going to get credit for a block on that one.
No, definitely not. That was a I don't know. She just didn't reach out for it.
Put it barely.
Yeah, just topped the net. So.
Indians up 11-4. Paige continuing to serve. It's a good serve.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
got her on the chin.
Yep, trouble with her. They're going to have to free ball it over. Free ball at Paige to Tegan to Marissa. Roll shot. Oh, it almost goes down.
Did.
Set through the middle and a block by the Indians. Crestview continues to play it. Back on the left side, blocked by Tegan and Grace again. Got that one.
Yes, there they got it.
It's a little wall over there. It's becoming a big wall.
Yep. I love it. So Grace and Tegan have two great blocks. Second one, they finally got down. So good job.
Paige continuing to serve the Indians up 12-4. Good serve.
Nice. Rocket.
Knights. Oh, the setter tried to push it over on one and mishandled it. Or on two, I should say, and mishandled it. So another
tried
point
to,
for the Indians.
Tried to flip it backwards.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do.
Yep. 13-4.
That's a Matty Rammel move. A little flip backwards.
Yeah, over your head.
Yeah.
Another good serve. Knights pass it up to the middle. She sets the middle. Two-hand pushes it over. Marissa with the dig to Faith. The roll shot in the back right of Paige. And that's a kill.
Nice.
A thundering kill.
Nope.
We'll take it.
I don't know if Faith just didn't trust her hands getting that back set all the way back there. With Marissa with the dig, she had time to get out. So Faith chose to back set it. Nice decision.
Paige continued to serve.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's a nice serve.
I think that would have landed. I thought it was going out, but I think it might have landed in. It was diving. But she took it, so it don't matter.
15-4. Paige continuing to serve for the Indians here in the set number one.
And Travis is over there coaching.
The Knights set the outside. She hits it over. Kiki with a dig to Faith, out to Marissa.
Nice.
Ooh, nice hit. Knights pick it up, set the middle. And that's her girl finds a hole.
Yep, she found it.
15-5.
Not a hard hit, not thundering by any means. But
nope.
So she found a hole.
Indians up by 10 here in this first set. Knights back to serve. It's a good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith. Faith set back set to Grace.
Nice.
It's a nice hit by Grace. Picked it up by the Knights. Set through the middle. And got a hand on that block.
Yep.
But
got a touch.
The ball went down. Yep, got a touch. So that's another kill for the Essler girl out of the middle.
Grace is like, I think I'm going to get her this time. She's thinking it.
Knights continue to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass up to Faith. Back set to Grace. A little miscommunication there. Grace just has to punch it over. The Knights set the outside. It's an overpass. Yeah. Marissa to Faith. Back row to Paige.
Nice.
And that's a kill.
Nice.
That was a pretty set by Faith there.
Yeah, it was. And a good decision, too. I mean, anytime Marissa as a left front is digging a ball short, it's hard for her to get back out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good decision.
Nice set. So Indians back up by 10, 16-6. Into serve for the Indians is Aubrey. Grace takes the seat. Good serve by Aubrey. The Knights set the outside. And that's a block by Whitley and Tegan. And they can't get it back over. That was a massive block.
Massive block by Whit and Tegan. I'll tell you
what. Pretty.
Tegan has come a long way in a short amount of time, becoming a great blocker on that right side. Kudos to her for setting that block.
Ooh. Aubrey serves that one in the net. So. But the Indians still back up by 10, 17-7. She will come out, and Kiki will come back in to do some passing in the back row. So we have Kiki, great. Kiki, Paige, and Marissa in the back row. Whit, Faith, and Tegan. Good pass by Paige up to Faith, out to Marissa. Marissa hits it over, and
they're going to play it up.
Free ball and over for the Knights. Paige to Faith on a slide to Whitley, and hits it out of bounds.
Yeah, got it. Got a little wide.
Yep,
I don't think she quite knew what to do with that.
Yeah.
It set up pretty and just got off the net a little too much for her.
Knights back to serve. It's a good serve. Marissa with the dig to Faith. Back to Marissa. And she roll shot it right over the top. Nice job by Marissa to find in the hole.
That was a pretty roll shot.
Yep.
They went up for the block.
Yep, they did.
And it went over top.
Yeah, she just rolled it right
That's
over.
Perfect.
That was.
It was pretty. Indians up 18-8 in this first set. brings Faith or Hope back in the lineup. Faith and Tegan take a seat, and Lily and Hope back in. So Hope with a serve. Good nice. Serve. Nice pass by the Knights up, setting the outside, and that's a nice,
dig
by Paige to Hope, out to Marissa,
oh,
and
gosh.
She punches it over again,
yeah.
and she got underneath the net.
Yeah.
Poor Marissa didn't get a very good settle on that one.
Got a little tight.
Yeah,
Hope knew
tight
it. Hope
yeah.
just like, just get to it, just get to
yeah.
it.
Marissa did a good job trying to get to it, just
yeah,
didn't quite
did.
Get to it. Too
yeah.
close to the net.
There's only so much body control you
yeah.
have. Yeah.
18-9, Indians up. Crispy back to serve. It's a good serve. Kiki
nice.
With a pass up to Hope. To Marissa through the middle.
Nice.
And they got a hand on it. Knights play it. And they're going to down ball it. Kiki with a pass to Hope, to Witt. And a block by the Knights. Marissa to Hope. Back to Marissa.
Nice.
And that's
there
a down.
She gets a kill.
And there she gets a kill. Nice kill by Marissa. Good play by the Indians there. Oh, no. Keeping a good block coverage and
yeah.
keeping the ball up. Brings Marissa back to serve for the Indians. Indians up by 10, 19-9. Good serve by Marissa. Knights pass it up to the middle. And that,
oh, right in
boy,
front
they
of
had
them
the
again.
Block. Yeah, just needed to push that one over.
They are right there.
yeah,
right there.
Had it, but it fell in between the net and the girls. So the girls were on that one. But point for the Knights, 19-10. Good serve by the Knights. Kiki with a pass up to Hope, back to Whitley.
Nice.
That's a cross court kill by Whitley.
Nice job. That brings in Grace, and Kiki goes back to serve.
Whitley takes a seat, so the Indians up by 10, 20-10. Set number one here, and Knights want to take a timeout.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited with heated and cooled seats, sunroof, remote start, 37,000 miles for just $26,925. Also available, a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with heated seats, remote start, and Bluetooth, 34,000 miles for just $17,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic lights here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back.
Yep, we're back. Did you see my countdown?
That was good. Yeah. We're back to Crespi here. First set, Indians up 20-10. Kiki with a good serve. The Knights are going to struggle with it. They're going to have to free ball it over. So they free ball it over. Kiki with a pass up to Hope on the slide to Grace.
Oh,
blocked by
nice.
Crespi. Good block coverage by the Indians.
Yeah.
And then they try to hit it on one, and the Knights have a hitting error.
Yeah.
So
that's what we like. Great coverage on our
yeah.
hitters, that's for sure.
Yeah, just great block coverage.
All you got to do is get a hand on the ball.
Yep.
That's what you got to do. So nice job by Marissa.
21-10. Kiki back continuing to serve. Nice short serve here. The Knights are going to set the right side. Nice dig by Hope. She, that goes over the net. The Knights set up again. Set up through the outside. Two-hand pushes it over. The girls get some hands on that block. Kiki with a pass over to Paige.
Nice.
And that's a nice hit. They got a hand on it. Knights playing it through the middle. That's a block. Oh, they get it up again. And then Hope with a pass to Kiki. To Marissa, two-hand pushes it over. Knights play it.
Yeah.
Back to the middle. A block again. Comes back over to the Indians. Kiki to Hope. Out to Paige.
Boom.
Bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bam.
Oh, my gosh. That was a slice
was
like I have never
yep.
seen. Holy moly. That
was a 10-foot line slice there. It was pretty.
Yeah. So Grace is doing a great job blocking
Grace
up there.
Really,
she's keeping
really, yeah.
some balls.
Yep.
Just
nice
our defense is like, thank you.
Yeah.
Grace.
Kiki with a serve in the net. Indians up 22-11. Brings the Knights back to serve. Yeah, we had some really great defensive plays on that last volley.
Yeah, sure did.
Well, libero for Crestview will be back to serve. It's a good serve. Marissa to Hope. Out to Paige. That's
dang.
A hanger. Yep.
Dang. It looked
bit.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Just got under a little bit.
Yep. Got a little close to each other
yep.
over there.
Yep.
So 22-12. Indians up by 10. Knights continuing to serve.
That's
out. So it was out.
That went out the basketball court.
Yeah. That was out by a mile. That was an easy one. So Hope comes out for the Indians, and so does Lily. And to replace those two will be Faith and Tegan. So Faith will be back to serve and do the setting for the Indians. 23-12. Good serve by Faith. Crestview with the setup to the outside. And that's, got some hands on it.
Hands, yeah. I'll tell you, we're there.
The hands,
we are
yeah.
there.
Yep. But, you know, she's 6'3", and
yep.
Or 6'2", or whatever we decided. I don't know. Just off the top of her hands. We're there.
And that's a service error for the Knights.
Ooh, gives us game point.
Yep. 24-13 here in this first set. Paige is back to serve.
Got Tegan, Grace, and Marissa in the front row.
Good serve by Paige. The Knights are passing it up to the middle. And got a hand on it. Hand on it, that went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So kill for the Etzler girl.
She gets just enough of a touch that it goes flying.
It's
way
like high
out
hands
back
out there.
And, yeah.
24-14. Indians up by 10.
I
set
point. Wonder if our middle back should be behind the line when she's hitting. That might
Marissa
make
with
sense.
A pass to Faith to Paige from the back row.
Nice.
The setter tried to push it over on two, and Marissa blocked it straight down.
Yep.
So pretty play by Marissa. So Indians take set one, 25-14. We'll be right back.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot today at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back at Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Lady Indians take the first set. I believe it was 25-13.
14.
Yep. 25-14. And we were just talking before. I think the Knights are a little better than that score. We just had a lot of things go our way. And I think we're better than they are, but I think they're better than that score in that first set. So if you do want to watch this match, you can go to CrestviewKnights.com, and near the top is Athletics, and click on, just hover over that, and there'll be a ribbon drop down, third or fourth thing down is Knights Live Stream, and I don't know if there's a charge, I'm not sure about that.
Brenda said it's free.
Free, oh, good, good. Good.
And she said it's a good view. You got a scoreboard and everything with it.
Well, awesome. Yep, that's great.
So, got little stats from that first set. The little bit we keep from remember. Few. This is very unofficial.
Yep.
Grace Guggenbiller with one kill, Marissa with two, Whitley with three, and Paige with five.
And I have a few digs. I have Kiki and Risk both with five, Hope with four, and Paige with two. Well, that's as good as we think we, we're hoping.
We forgot we can't just talk and not do anything else.
Right.
We like to talk and watch and forget to keep stats.
I wasn't trained on how to do all that at once. So
I don't know. Talking, I got down.
Yeah, I can
no
do that.
No problem with that.
I don't know if there's some education courses we can take to help us multitask.
So there we go. All right, we're back here for set number two. Knights with the serve and Kiki with the pass up to Faith. Back to Witt. She takes it over, and that's a kill.
Yep.
Nice kill for Witt to start us off here. So Tegan and Faith will come out of the lineup, and Hope and Lily will replace the two, and Hope will be back to serve. Hope the Indians up 1-0 here in set number two.
So in the front row, we got Whitley, Lily, and Marissa. Hope running the show back
there. That's right. We got our serving machine back there.
Yep.
Good serve by Hope. pass up to the middle. We set the middle. And, my goodness, we had the block there again, and she just hit it off our block.
Yeah, she's definitely not pushing over. I can see it. I'm in the perfect spot.
We do have a good view of the blocking here. So, one all here. Knight's serve. Marissa with the dig to Holt, to Witt. There's a nice hit by Witt. Knight's play it, set to the outside, and that's out of bounds. Yep, she hit it out there. Yeah, no tip. Oh, my goodness, he got a tip.
Yeah.
Yep, got a tip on that one.
I thought it went off Witt's hands. Yes. Yeah.
So, Indians touched that one on the block and went out of bounds. So, the Knights take a 2-1 lead and continuing to serve. So, we need a side out here. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Out to Lily. That's a nice hit by Lily. Oh, but out of bounds.
It's out. Good swing.
Good swing by Lily.
Haven't seen her hit that hard off the left side in a long time.
No,
so
it's good swing.
See. Yeah, it's good swing. Just sliced her out of bounds. Oh, hey, they got a touch on that.
Oh, a touch? Oh, we'll take that.
They sure did. That's a kill.
Positive for Lily. We take that hitting error and turn that into a kill. Nice job,
totally
Lily.
Missed that call.
Wrist back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Set to the right side. That's a block by Paige and Whitley. It's beautiful.
Not today.
Yeah.
Not today.
We have got a lot of block touches here today.
Yeah, for sure. You can tell Travis is focusing on some block.
We're definitely, the last few games, we have gotten a lot more blocking.
For sure.
And very consistent.
Yep.
Nice serve by Marissa. They're going to struggle with it. They're going to have to free ball it over.
That's what we like.
It's a free ball over. Kiki with a pass to Hope. Back on the slide to Witt.
Boom.
She jams that down.
Boom.
Boom. There you go. She'll take that for having a couple soft hits earlier.
Yeah, that's right. That was her makeup.
Nice play. So the Indians are up 4-2 here in set number 2. And Marissa Garkey continuing to serve.
Oh,
she went for a Scooter Wendell.
The old serve.
Scooter serve.
The old Scooter serve. I don't even want to. I can feel the eyes. Scooter's eyes in the back of my head just burning.
So the old Scooter serve is that little soft serve, and she didn't get it over the net. So that's Scooter's favorite thing. So the Knights with the.
Boom.
Oh, my. Nice.
Get up
hit.
Again.
Yep,
nice.
There it is. Okay, well, all that happened there. The Knights served it. Marissa passed it to Hope. Paige drilled it through the middle. They overpassed it. Not on the second time. Yeah. The second time it came over, she put it down.
Yeah, they set her up very nicely for that second.
Yes, they did.
They sure did.
They should get
bammer.
An assist on their side.
Yeah.
So Indians up 5-3. Kiki with a good serve.
Another
Lily
assist.
With an overpass hit. There's another one. Oh, my goodness. So to keep you up to date on that one, Kiki served it. The Knights overpassed it. Lily hit it on the overpass. They overpassed that one, and then Paige put it down on the second overpass. So
they like overpasses.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this many overpasses in a long time.
Ever,
so
I don't
Indians
think.
Up 6-3. Kiki continuing to serve. Good serve. The Knights are going to set the back row. Kiki with a nice dig up to Hope, out to Paige.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, no.
Dang it. Oh, it looks so pretty.
Yeah. Caught the block in that, and it rolled back over on the Indian side. So.
Yeah, she tried to slice it, and they just got their hand on it. And
6-4 Indians
ahead.
It
sure looked pretty.
Knights back to serve. It's a good serve. Paige to Hope. Back to Paige. And a block. Yep, blocked by the Knights.
Yeah,
we got a couple hands on it to get it up.
Man, that would have been pretty if we could have got that.
Yeah.
Marissa had that dig.
She did.
But she couldn't get back up in time to catch the pass from Lily.
Yep.
Knights with a serve. Marissa to Hope,
to Lily.
To Lily. The Knights are going to have to two-hand push it over. Lily with the dig to Hope. She pushes it back to the corner on the second one. Knights line up the middle. Kiki with a nice dig.
Oh,
Grace
help.
Over on two. Nice help by Grace.
Yeah, it was.
The Knights line it back up. And another. Block in the middle.
Yeah.
The Knights will play it. Back over. Marissa tried to get it. Dig and just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it up.
Nice play. Good fighting at the net.
Good net play.
Yeah. Grace again had another one of those blocks kept in play where they have to cover their hitters. So that's a.
Knights continuing to serve. That's tied here. Paige to Hope. That's a boomer.
Yep. That's a boomer.
Not that time they didn't get a hand on it.
She wasn't letting them touch that one. So
I
nice
believe
play.
The girl even ducked in the back.
Yes, I think so, too. I probably would have.
So Hope and Lily come out of the lineup, and Faith and Tegan come in. Tegan comes to the front line, and Faith will come in the back to do the serving and setting duties. So Indians up 7-6. Good serve by Faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Knights set it up to the middle.
Out.
And out of bounds.
Yeah.
Middle hit it out of bounds.
That was right back there in that corner.
Yeah, that's where she got her last couple kills, I believe.
Faith continuing to serve. Another good serve. Nice. Oh, ace serve. Aww. Nice serve by Faith.
She might have blooded her own nose on that
hurt.
Yeah, that one had to hurt.
Yeah, that went off her arms and right up onto her nose. That had to hurt.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Faith serve, it's like a rocket.
Yeah, and there's no time.
There's no time.
She just up and boom.
She does
another good serve by Faith.
She doesn't think about it. She just
set to the middle. And that's a block by Grayson Teagan. Paige with a dig to Faith. Out to Paige. And that's a block out of bounds for the Knights. So it's a kill for Paige.
Nice. Pretty play.
Yeah, a very pretty play. Good block by Grayson Teagan through the middle again.
Yep, absolutely.
Here comes Faith again, firing away again. Oh, and then the net. So it puts the Indians up 10-7 here in set number two. So our back row is Faith, Kiki, and Marissa. And the front row is Paige, Teagan, and Grace. Knights with a serve too long.
Nice.
Service there for the Knights. So.
Just a little too long, but it was long.
Yep.
That's a tough one to let go, but because if it dives a little bit, it's inbounds.
Yeah. Indians up by 4, 11-7. Rings Paige back to serve. It's a good serve.
Nice.
Ace serve.
Yep. Nice. Into the crowd.
Yeah.
That's Maya's mom catching the ball.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
I know Maya's aunt.
From
the club.
Okay. Gotcha.
Paige continuing to serve for the Indians. Indians up by 5 here in set number 2. Indians took the first set 25-14. Good serve by Paige.
Nice.
Knights set the middle. Oh, she's... Toss over the top of her block, and Faith just about got to it. Just about got herself a pancake on that one. So, point for the Knights. Etzer goes back to serve. Indians up by 4. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith. Out to Marissa.
Nice.
Kill by Marissa.
That was pretty.
That was pretty.
I'll tell you what. There's nothing better than watching your setters pin up to them. Oh, man. And Faith and Hope just do a tremendous job of
and
that.
And I'm sure our pin hitters are like, yes.
Yes. They should be thanking them girls.
Yes. So, Whitley comes back in the lineup for the Indians, and so does Aubrey. Aubrey serves. Nice serve by Aubrey. The Knights set the outside. Oh, block. Block by Whitley and Teagan, but blocked it just out of bounds.
Dang it. That was
a good block.
I mean, it's up and it's over. It just goes out of bounds.
It's even on the other side of the net.
Yep.
So the Indians up by 4, 13-9. The Knights will be continuing to serve here. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass up to Faith. Back on the slide to Witt, and that's a kill. Boy, that was a nice pass by Key, man.
Can't beat it.
So back in the lineup for the Indians is Hope and Lily. Hope will do the serving, and Lily comes to the front row, and Faith and Teagan will come and take a seat. So the Indians up by 5, 14-9. Hope with a good serve. The Knights are struggling with it. She's going to hit that over. Oh, blocked by Marissa and Whitley. Marissa and Whitley blocked it. They pushed it back over in two. Whitley went to go slam it down and got her hand in the net.
Got her hand in the net.
So. Yep. Guilty. And she had that super guilty look on her face.
Yep. She just wants to slam it. Yeah. Like, can't slam it. Just tip it.
14-10. Good serve by the Knights. Kiki with a nice pass to Hope. Hope out to Lily with a kill. Oh, nice cross-court shot by Lily. The Knights are going to play it and free ball it over.
Pretty.
Yep. Paige with a dig to Hope. Back to Witt on the slide. And just a little wide.
Yeah, a little wide.
Boy, Lily had a nice slice on that.
Well, that's
hit
nice up. To see her swinging hard out there.
And she did swing hard on that one,
Just right to somebody.
Keep swinging away. Yeah, Indians up by 3, 14-11. The Knights continuing to serve. A good serve. Marissa with a pass up to Hope. To Marissa through the middle.
Nice.
And there, she got a kill.
I wasn't real sure what was going on
there.
I'm
not either. Not sure if that was miscommunication, but it worked.
I think Marissa forgot to go, too, so she was a little late.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Yeah. It worked. She got a kill. So.
Marissa back to serve for the Indians. Indians up by 4, 15-11. Good serve. Knights set the outside, and nope, that's a block by Paige and Whitley.
Mm-hmm.
Back out to Paige, and that's a roll shot for a kill.
Nice.
Nice play by the Indians.
Paige had a dig on that, too. No, that wasn't.
It was a block and a dig by Paige to Marissa.
Sure,
and I think Marissa got an assist on that one, right?
I believe so.
So 16-11 Indians up. Marissa continuing to serve the Indians here up by 5. Good serve by Marissa. The Knights going to set it over. Lily back over on 1. The Knights set the outside. And, the girl's got a hand on it. Whitley and Lily got a hand on it. Just blocked it out of bounds. Too many of these shots going through without getting a hand on here tonight.
Right.
So the girls are doing a good job getting hands on it.
Yeah.
Just got to push it in the court.
Get them in play a little bit.
Yep. 16-12, good serve by the Knights. Kiki with a nice pass up to Hope. to Paige through the middle.
Oh, nice.
Nice play by the Knights. They go over on two. Marissa with a pass to Hope. Back to Lily.
Nice, Lily.
A block by the Knights. Lily with a dig to Hope, to Whitley. And, oh, nice kill by Whitley. Yeah, really nice kill by Whitley. They've
another one of those soft ones.
Yep.
I love it when she pounds it, but that soft one, that's third or fourth one tonight.
It's working.
She's got a big blocker in front of her just to see where the holes are, and that's what's important. And so Kiki serving for the Indians, 17-12. That's a scooter serve. Scooter serve. Got her an ace as her dad shakes his head. 18-12. Indians up. Knights want to take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back.
So Kim Wendell just sent me a picture of Whitley's whole hand hanging in the net. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how she gets it.
Guilty. Another scooter serve by Kiki. The Knights have to pass it over on two. Ooh, nice. Grace gets a nice kill.
Yep. Nice job, Grace.
A little overpass there, and Grace puts it straight down. So it puts the Indians up 19-12 here in set number two.
And that's what Travis tells them. If they put it on top of the net, don't give them a chance to play it.
Kiki with another good serve. The Knights set it to the outside to Etzler, and she hits it out of bounds.
Yeah. Yep.
Hitting air on the Knights, so it's up. Indians up by 8 now, 20-12 in this set number 2. First set, Indians took 25-14. And then set number 2, 20-12. Another scooter serve by Kiki.
Yeah.
Knights struggling with it. She pushes it over.
Lily just a little late on the block.
Yep. Outside pushes it over on that one, and Lily got a hand on it, but just got it out of bounds. I think she would take that one back.
Yeah,
I think she had it on her face. She had that one back. 2013.
For sure.
Good serve by the Knights. Nice. Pass by Paige. Up to Hope. Out to Grace.
Nice.
Grace, nice cross-court shot. The Knights are going to play it, and they have to free ball it over. Kiki with a dig to Hope. Back to Lily. Free ball it over. A little miscommunication there.
I think they're trying to get Lily really involved.
Knights.
Here.
Marissa with a dig to Hope. To Grace.
Nice.
Hit over. Oh, the Knights go over on two. Paige with the dig to Hope. Out to Paige. And a roll shot in the middle.
Nice.
Yeah, they were ready for the boom.
They were. Because you can hear the boom, and they were like, let's back up. She's hit.
She wound up like it was coming.
Yep.
And then she just blooped it. It was awesome.
Pulled that yo-yo string back.
Yep. Great big hole.
Faith and Tingen are back in the lineup for the Indians, and Hope and Lily take a seat. So Faith back to serve, Indians up 21-13. Another good serve by Faith. The Knights are going to set the middle. She two-hand pushes it over in our campfire.
Right in our campfire.
Yep, that was a good play by
two people on the ground.
Yep. So
now we just need to commit.
Yeah.
Whoever's on that ground needs to commit to popping that ball up.
Nice. Another service error by the Knights. Good call by Marissa.
Yeah.
That went out.
Good court awareness by Marissa. It was coming right at her, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, that was hit hard.
Yeah, hard pressed not to take that.
Indians up by 8, 22-14. Paige back to serve for the Lady Indians here in set number 2. Good serve. Nice serve.
That was a rocket.
Knights set the middle. She two-hand pushes it over.
Not
Faith
today,
with a dig.
Yep.
To Kiki, out to Marissa. Nice kill by Marissa. Nice pass by Kiki on that out-of-system ball right there. That was nice.
So I guess it was Faith's choice to get the garbage in the middle. She was sitting right there waiting on it. She read it.
And it was perfect. So, nice 23-14, Indians up by 9. Paige continuing to serve. Oh, in the net. I was just thinking that our serve's been pretty good tonight.
That's what happened is you thought
knock
it.
On wood. Yeah, I thought it. Didn't say it, but I thought it. The serve's there for the Indians. Indians up 23-15. Brings Etzler back to serve for the Knights. And that's out of bounds. No doubter on that one.
Yep.
So service error for the Knights brings the Indians to set point here in set number 2. So Aubrey in to serve for the Indians. Grace takes the seat. Front row we have Whitley, Marissa, and Tegan. Back row is Faith, Paige, and Aubrey. So Aubrey back to serve. Good serve. Crespi with a pass up to the setter. Set to the outside. And shoots it out of bounds.
Yeah, way out.
So no Indians take set number two, 25 to 15. We will be right back.
Game two, Crespi 15.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you through October 8th. Their huge steak sale just got better. Ribeyes are $6.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.49 a pound, and T-bone steaks are now just $4.99 a pound. That's right, just $4.99 a pound for T-bones, so now's the time to fill your freezer. And with the weather getting cooler, it's chili time. Ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, no limit, and all the fixings are on one shelf right when you go in the store. Also, Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Little Smokies, and Smoky Links are all two for $6. Shop local and save big at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hey, we're back. We're back here at the Ray Etzler Gymnasium in Crestview. Indians take the first two sets. First set, 25-14. Second set, 25-15. I do have some digs for the last game. Paige had three, Kiki three, Rissa had three, and Faith had one.
And I have kills from the last set. Lily with one, Grace with one, Marissa with two, Woody with four, and Paige with six. And they have some really good music here.
Yes, they do.
You know, A-plus on the music.
A-plus. You know, I have to little shout out to maybe Bob Starber and her feeling like they're listening. Yeah.
Were you even born when this song was?
Maybe.
I think this is early 70s.
Maybe. Yeah, probably not born yet.
Me, I would have been just barely born.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Barely. Yes, there is.
Yeah. I may have drank a beer or two to this song in my life. One or two. Maybe
one or two. I'm sure Scrubby served it to me.
Of course, I was of legal age.
Right, right.
Of course.
Right.
Some things coming up. Mm-hmm. Our next volleyball match is Thursday. We don't have a Tuesday this week.
No,
that's good.
Goodness,
get
yeah.
a couple of days to rest. Thursday, yes. MAC at home against Minster, WPGW simulcast. Saturday at very tough Fort Laramie. Are they... But where are they ranked in the state?
I think they're three. They're behind New Bremen and New Knoxville.
I think it's New Bremen, New Knoxville, Fort Laramie, Fort Recovery, Marion, St. Henry, Lincoln View, Rushi, all within that gauntlet of the first 10 or 11.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, great volleyball in our region, that's for sure.
So that's Saturday, and that'll be Susie and Diana. No football this week. We got a bye. Our next game is a week from Saturday at home versus Milford Center Fairbanks. Looks like we're getting ready to start again.
Back to serve. We got Hope.
Set three starting here for the Indians. Indians will start to set off by serving. Hope with a good serve. Knights dig it up to the outside. Oh, nice dig by Hope. Oh. Hope dug it up, and
Kiki's like, crap.
Nobody could get to it. So, yeah, Kiki. A little bit of a crap there on her face. So 1-0, the Indians down in this set, number three. It's a serve by the Knights are out of bounds. It ties it up, the Indians.
I called her down. I hope they heard me.
Marissa back to serve for the Indians of Friendline. We have Whitley, Lily, and Paige in the back row. We have Kiki, Hope, and Marissa. Good serve by Marissa. Knights with a set up to the middle. And that's a block. Nice job by the Indians on a block. They get it out, roll shot it over on two. Hope out to Paige. And tip. And they put it back over in one. Crestview puts it back over in one. And pass up to the net was too close to the net. Nobody can do anything with it. So
So again, another block at the net. The Knights are having to make sure they cover their hitters, that's for sure. And they are. They're doing a nice job of that.
Good serve by the Knights. Marissa with a pass up to Hope. Out to Lily. Oh, a little wide for Lily, but Lily recovers. Good job by Lily to get that over.
I think Lily forgot she had to hit.
Yeah. Overpass by the Knights, and Whitley puts that down.
Yeah.
We'll call that a kill?
We'll call it a kill. We'll let Travis be the ultimate judge. But
remember, these are unofficial.
Yes, unofficials, right.
So that ties this score up 2-2. Kiki back to serve. The Indians, nice serve by Kiki. Crestview struggling with it a little bit and hit it over. Oh, Lily was there for the block.
That darn roll shot.
Yeah, that roll shot went right over. So she was there. So point for the Knights on that little roll shot fail over Lily.
So they're just tooling our block right now.
Pass, overpass by the Indians. Poor Hope couldn't do anything with that. So overpass by the Indians gives a point to Crestview. Crestview's up 4-2.
Hope somebody's behind you to dig it.
Yep. So Knights continuing to serve. Good serve. Marissa with a pass. Shank pass. Hope couldn't get to it. So 5-2. Knights take a lead. Biggest lead, I think, of the night tonight. So got to settle down here and get one pass down. And that serves in the net. So service error for the Knights. The Indians down by 2.
Yeah, brings in Tegan and Hope and Lily and, I'm sorry, Tegan and Faith. Lily and Hope are going to take a little break.
Faith winds up. Another good serve.
Jeez.
Nice serve. The Knights hit to the outside hitter, and that's in.
She got that one down.
Yeah, Esther put that one in the back corner. It was a nice hit.
Yeah, it was.
So the Indians down by 3-6-3 here.
Yeah, that was a really nice hit. She pounded that and about a foot inside the corner.
Yep.
Good serve by the Knights. Marissa with a pass up to Faith on a slide to Grace.
Goodness
she
sakes.
Has to punch it over.
Yep.
So Crestview is going to free ball it out of bounds.
I don't know how Faithy or Grace even got to that ball, but she did.
Yep.
Just got a little too wide for her.
Yep.
Talk about run it down, buddy. She was running that one down.
Yeah, but I think that Faith was a little too quick on that.
Yeah,
Grace wasn't quite there. So Paige back to serve for the Indians. The Indians down by 2-6-4. Good serve.
Nice.
Oh, an ace serve.
Nice.
Yep. Right over the net.
Yep.
Nice serve. So Indians back within one. That's an ace serve for the Indians. Not going to say anything, so I'm going to jinx the next serve.
Right.
Set number 3, Indians down by 1. Good serve.
Nice.
They're going to free ball it over, or two can push it over. Faith with the dig to Kiki, to Paige from the back row. Blocked by the Knights. Good block coverage by Kiki. Marissa off. Marissa hit it. Yeah, but didn't quite get it over the net.
Top of the net.
Yep. So, a hitting error for Marissa. Good block coverage there by Kiki. Point for the Knights.
Yep.
Paige with a pass up to Faith. Out to Tegan.
Nice.
And that was a nice hit.
Ow.
Crestview gets it back up, free balls it over. Tegan with the dig.
Nice.
To Faith. Out to Marissa. It's a nice hit by Marissa. Nice play by the setter. Got it over on 2. Kiki to Faith. Back row to Paige. Another. That was a lift. Okay.
He called 4 hits. I think she touched
that
4 hits. So
kind of a lot of swinging at it here on the ninth side. I wasn't sure what that would. They all called there. So. Nice digs on Crestview's side.
They were
really
picking
digging
up
them
everything.
Up.
Absolutely.
A lot of good hits there.
Yeah, for sure.
So Aubrey in the lineup for the Indians to serve. Good serve. Center went over on 2, and nobody in that area. Good place for that.
That was a great little dump.
Yep. So
right up the top of Aubrey's head.
Indians down by 2 here, 8-6. Kiki back in the lineup. Back row got Kiki, Paige, and Faith. Front row is Tegan Witt and Marissa. Kiki with the pass. Tegan got her hand
nice
on it. Get it over,
job,
Faith. Nice
Tegan.
Job. Nice job by Faith.
I don't know
Tegan
how she
that
got
over.
That, but that was great.
The Knights then had a hitting error into the net. So.
I'm going to have to give a save to Tegan for that one.
That
ball was shooting out of bounds, and she just stuck her hand out and saved it. So nice play.
Nice play by the Indians there, and good job by Faith to get that ball over the net.
Yeah.
So the Indians down by 1, 8-7. That brings Hope and Lily back in the lineup. And Tegan and Faith take a seat. Hope with a good serve. The Knights are going to struggle with it a little bit.
Got a
free ball it over. So Paige to Hope, back to Witt, and that's a boom.
There's that sliding.
That's beautiful.
Pound.
Yeah. Nice pass, nice set, and nice spike. We like that.
For Paige to go up and get that and throw that as far as she did, that was beautiful.
Nice
that's
spike.
Right where Hope wants it.
Yep. 8-all Indians. Tied it back up. Good serve by Hope. Ooh, right on the line there.
His nose was on it.
He was right there.
Yeah, so. He sure was.
Looked good, but just a little bit out of bounds. So Indians down by one here, 9-8 in set number three. So Knights back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Back sets. Or no, through Marissa through the middle.
Yeah.
Got that one blocked straight down. That was a nice block.
Yeah, it was. For them to stay on Marissa and not follow it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So point for the Knights. Nice block them. 10-8. Indians down. Net serve there. Paige to Hope to Lily.
Lily
nice. Just tips it over. In Crestview, two-hand pushes it over on two and finds a hole.
Yep, they sure did.
Yep. So time 11-8. Out. Crestview up. Indians call timeout. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back. Back at set number three here in the Indians.
My fault.
Yeah, that's all right.
Falling a little flat.
I'm used to getting the hand signal 5 seconds.
Yep. Four, well, I was jibber jabbering.
We were chit chatting, so it's all good.
Indians falling asleep here a little bit in set number three. They're down by three, so down 11-8. Travis took a timeout. We're back here. Knights with a good serve. Kiki to Hope, out to Lily. Nice head across,
Crestview's
playing it. The setter tried two hands, setting it over again. Oh, nice dig by Kiki, but out of bounds.
Yeah. Nice. So,
point for the Knights. Puts them up by four.
So they're just finding some holes that we're not quite covering, and now we know. So we'll see.
Good serve by Crestview off a shank off a Kiki a little bit off her hand. So it's an ace serve for the Knights. So 13-8.
Time to get it together.
A little bit of a funk here.
Funk. Good serve. Out of bounds.
Kiki says, I don't want this one. I'm going to let this one go.
Yeah. So 13-9. That brings Marissa back to serve for the Indians. Front rows, Whitley, Lily, and Paige. Back rows, Kiki, Hope, and Marissa. Good serve by Marissa. The Knights play it, set it through the middle, and she throws it down. Yeah, she got a throw on that one.
Yep.
Good call.
His hand signal was a back row attack, but that was wrong.
Yeah.
It was definitely not a back row attack.
It was a throw.
It's more like this.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So 13-10, Indians down by three. Good serve by Marissa. Knights are going to set the right side.
Out.
Shoots it over. Marissa with a dig. So Whitley over on two. Whitley accidentally passed it over on two, and the girl on the other side tipped it up into the flag. So.
She stayed to help Hope because Hope was pulled so far back on defense.
Got a little information from Kathy Etzler. Lexi Gregory, the daughter of Crestview's coach, is playing at St. Francis, where Paige will be playing next year. So
She's playing basketball there, I believe, right? Or volleyball.
Volleyball, I think.
Volleyball? That's cool.
She said that Paige will be playing with her next year.
Awesome. And that's neat.
Yeah, that's great.
So we had overpass kill by Whitley.
Yep.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Marissa with another good serve by the Indians.
Making it 12-13.
Oh, nice block by the Indians, but couldn't get it back over.
Yeah, right in front of her.
Yep.
Yeah, so she's Lexi's playing at St. Francis. That'll be fun.
That's awesome. And she's a good basketball player, too. I just thought maybe.
Yeah, she's one of those that you don't know which one she's going to play.
Yeah. Indians down by two. Knights with a good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Sets to Whitley. And then that's a kill. Nice kill by Whit there. So Grace back in the lineup for the Indians. Whitley will take a seat. Brings Kiki back to serve. Indians up by one, 14-13. Lily Grayson, Paige in the front row. Hope, Marissa, and Kiki in the back row. Good scooter serve by Kiki. Crestview sets the right side. And that's a nice kill by Crestview. Marissa got it up, just nobody could get to it. So. Yeah.
She was there.
Do you remember what the score was when Travis called timeout? Was it
11-8. But then we got down to 13-8. Marissa with a pass to Hope. To Paige on a slide, sort of, out of bounds.
Outside hit, but she slid to it kind of thing.
Yeah, yep. Bit of a struggle there to get the ball around, but so it puts the Indians down by three, 16-13. Knights back to serve, serves it in the net. Service error for the Lady Knights. So it'll bring Hope and Lily to the bench for the Indians, and Tegan and Faith will come in the lineup, and Faith will be back to serve.
This is Paige, Grace, and Tegan in the front row. Marissa, Faith, and Kiki in the back row, and Faith tanks it out of bounds.
Yep, serves it off the sidelines.
So. Yeah. They're trying to just paint that line.
Yep, we're down by three here, 17-14. Knights back to serve. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Faith. To Paige, kind of miscommunication there. Overpass by the Knights, and Paige hits it into the block.
Yeah, and
that block came back in.
She missed a huge net on the Crusty side. Huge. That girl blocked it. Her hands came from behind, and she missed that huge block.
Crusty's up by four. And served it. Must have caught the corner of the line.
Yep,
so Travis wants to talk about it. Indians down 19-14.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Back here. We're in a little bit of a funk.
We have been in a funk to set number three here. We're down by five here.
Yeah, down by five. We need a serious comeback.
Yep.
Our passing went to pot, I think.
Yeah. And a
boy,
service
if, they,
error
could,
for
if they could serve, we could really be in trouble.
Yeah, we kind of have some untimely service errors.
And they're not even like even close. Like they're, I don't know where they're trying to serve, but.
So the Indians down by four, 19-15. Brings Paige back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve.
Nice.
Knight's going to set the middle. And then she hit it out of bounds.
Way out of bounds.
So hitting error for the Knights. So Indians down by three now, 19-16. Paige continuing to serve.
I'm surprised Tammy doesn't have Edsel running that a little bit. It's just too good over there. It's too easy of a play for her to, I don't know, speed up her offense is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
it's working.
Service error for the Indians puts the Knights up by 4, 20-16 here in set number three. Knights back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith to Marissa. Roll shots it over. The Knights set up the middle, and she rolls up,
just tosses it back. Right in the middle of the court.
Yeah. Yep, it was a nice play.
She doesn't have to hit hard. Just slicing it down.
21-16. Knights up. Good serve by Crestview. Kiki with a pass up to Faith.
Nice.
Out to Marissa. Nice kill by Marissa.
That was pretty.
Yep.
That was a textbook play right there. You can't beat it.
So back in the lineup for the Indians is Whitley Ram on the front row, and Aubrey Kanacki will be back to do the serving.
See if Aubrey can get us a run here and get us out of here in three.
21-17,
Be nice.
Good serve.
Goodness.
Ace serve. Not sure if that was going out. She kind of hesitated a little bit and put her arms up and hit it. So Aubrey will take that one.
We call those Chesters.
Yeah. 21-18. Indians down by three here in set number three. Aubrey continues to serve.
Nice.
Good serve. Pass up to the net. The Knights set to the middle. She just tosses it again.
Faith was going left, and she tipped it right. So
Aubrey comes out of the lineup, and Kiki back in to do the passing in the back row. Indians down by four, 22-18 in set number three. So Edsler back to serve for the Knights. Good serve. Ace serve.
Yep.
Dropped it over the net.
It's good serve.
23-18. Indians down by five in set number three. Another good serve by Edsler. Right in front of Kiki.
Man, our feet are stuck. They're not even hard serves. We're just stuck.
No. Little hesitation going on here. So Indians down by six. This is a set point.
Definitely
set
not a hard
three.
Serve.
Nope. Another one. Short one. Kiki up to Faith on a slide to Whitley. And that's a kill.
Yeah. Nice.
This one's. Yep.
Nice play.
Yep.
Once we get it up there.
Yeah.
So Hope and Lily come back in. Let's see if Hope can get us on a roll here. We got to be flawless, though. It's game point. Got to be flawless.
Set point here. So Hope back to serve. Good serve.
Nice.
Knights are struggling with. Oh, setter tipped it over head on one. Or on two. Got it.
So Lady Knights take the game 3-25-19. We'll be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We're back. Back here at the Ray Etzler Gymnasium.
Start of set number four here. Indians dropped the third set on very flat set.
Very
flat.
Last
set, 19-25 set.
We're both looking at our stats like, is this right?
So I only had six total kills in that set. Five for Witt and one for Marissa.
Yeah.
So
I had a couple digs, nothing to brag about. But then again, I don't know if they're correct.
We all know that was a very flat set. So we got to get back to passing better again like we had been.
For sure.
Get our passes up to our setters and then let our hitters take over. So
hopefully Travis just chewed their butt. I don't think he did, but he might have just said, let's go.
Girls. Come on.
So I don't know if you all can hear the music, but we are jamming to some safety dance right now.
So the Knights will start the serve here in set number four. Good serve. Kiki with the pass. Paige. So Whitley has to free ball it over, so the Knights are going to set up. Through the middle.
Oh.
Nice block.
Oh,
the girls blocked it, but out of bounds.
Nice block, but it just goes out of bounds. So Kiki's struggling to get that ball up to the setter. We'll see if she can regroup here and concentrate.
Calm down, relax.
She's
down by one here. Kiki with a pass, struggle to Paige. Over to Marissa. She rolls it over. The Knights set up to the middle again. And that's a push blocked by the Indians. Faith got her hands on it. Paige. Whitley's going to have to free ball it over. Knight set up to the middle again. She just lobbed it over a block and right off of Marissa's hands.
So we're just struggling getting the first ball. We have to attack first, and we're not doing that right now.
We're getting attacking going on here. So.
Just serve receive the ball. That's all they got to do.
There's another serve receive there for the Indians. So that went off of Paige's arms. 3-0. The Knights are. This is what happens when we don't pass settle down and lock it in here.
I think the first two games were so easy. We just decided then
maybe relax a little too much.
Relax too much. That's
service there for the Knights.
I just didn't say it.
So Hope and Lily will come in the lineup, and Faith and Tegan will take a seat. So we'll bring Hope back to the serving duties. So Indians down 3-1 here in set number four. Good serve by Hope. The Knights struggle with it. They're going to have to free ball it over. Rissa with a dig to Hope. Back out to Rissa.
Nice
shot through the middle. Nice play by Marissa.
Yeah, it was. Very nice play.
It's a kill for Marissa.
Yeah. And she got a great dig, too. Just being heads up
very
and being ready.
And hustled.
Yeah, for sure.
Ready for that little. They're tossing a lot of it over our block, so she was right there for it.
Yeah.
Hope, another good serve. Crestview set through the middle. Another try to toss.
Yeah, they're trying to throw it over the corner here. Yep. Not today. Yeah,
not in that time. She didn't get it over the net on that one. So 3-3. They're doing a lot of tipping.
Yeah, she approached way too far behind the ball and had to really reach for it and missed it. So
3-3 here. Hope continuing to surf. Indians, good serve.
Nice.
Knights with a pass up to the right side. And she punches it over Paige with a dig to Hope to Whitley. Oh. That's a good nice play by the Knights. Dig. Back over, another tip, wrist with a dig to Hope. Back out to Marissa, two-hand pushes it over. The Knights dig it, set through the middle. And that's a nice dig by Key.
Oh, and Marissa then with the dig. Marissa, and then back to Paige.
Back row attack to Paige, and that's a kill.
Ooh.
Nice.
Holy moly, I can't even keep up. That was great. Kiki's dig was phenomenal.
Kiki
right at her face.
A tremendous dig.
And then they went to rip it back, and Marissa was right there to take another dig. So kudos to those girls for just
good
being
hustle.
Ready.
Yeah. Nice set by Hope to get it to Paige for a nice kill. So the Knights struggled to get it over the net, and hitting error for the Knights. So the Indians up 5-3.
Man, what a play. I'm still trying to visualize that.
That was a nice play.
That was.
Yeah, a lot of good. Kiki with a tremendous dig.
Yeah.
Just a lot of good hustle by the Indians.
Yeah.
So Indians up by two here, 5-3. Hope continuing to serve the Indians. Another good scooter serve.
The old scooter. Pulling it out.
Crestview set through the middle, and she hits it out.
Dang. Ooh, that's a great spot. Yeah, that was in.
Yeah, nice. Nice spot for that. She
right
cross-courted
back corner. Were we down 3-0?
We were down 3-0.
Then we scored 4 or 5 straight, so that's good. That's great.
Indians up 5-4 here.
Got the momentum change a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Knights back to serve. So now we have to serve receive. Good serve. Kiki with a pass.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Up to
Hope.
Oh, good job.
Nice.
Witt has to punch it over. So the Knights set it too close to net. Nice dig by Hope. And Whitley goes over on two, and that's a kill.
Nice.
Boy, nice play by good plays by the girls there.
Sorry. Heck of a dig by Hope. Holy
heck
cow.
Of a dig by Hope. Yeah. She put that right up there.
It was a dig and an assist.
Yeah.
All in one.
Yep. Wrist back to serve for the Indians.
Nice.
Oh, nice serve. Ace serve by Marissa. She just hit the top of the net, and it just rolled over.
That's where we like it, just rolling over.
7-4, Indians up. We got Marissa, Hope, and Key in the back row, and Whit, Lily, and Paige in the front row. Good serve by Marissa. The Knights going to set it up to the right side.
Ooh.
That was tight. Nice. Oh, nice. Tipped it over, and Key got a good dig on it, and Hope just couldn't get to it. So
yeah, there's a little hesitation. Three people around the ball, and she just hesitated. I think Whit was going for it, and Hope's like, and then it just dropped.
7-5. Marissa with a pass to Hope. Back to Whitley.
Nice.
And Knights are going to play it. Girl's got a hand on the block. Just couldn't
push it over. Not pushing over there yet.
So there's a point to the Knights. Indians down by 1-7-6. Knights continuing to serve. Libero serves. And that serves out of bounds.
Puts the Indians up. 8-6.
Brings Grace back in the lineup for Lady Indians. Whitley takes a seat. Kiki goes back to serve. So the Indians up by 2 here, 8-6. So we need to get a little bit of a roll going on here. Good serve by Kiki. It's out of bounds.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Just out.
Just
trying to paint them lines. That's not a good time.
Yeah. We're struggling painting that sideline there. That's where we're missing all of our serves.
I'm starting to hear Travis, and he's getting a little frustrated.
Marissa with a pass up to Hope, out to Paige. Set tight.
Got
over the net. Another tight set by the Knights. Grace to Hope to Paige.
Nice.
And Knights with a nice dig. Two-hand over push by the Knights. Hope to Key. Out to Paige. And block. Nice block coverage by Key. Back to Paige and roll shot over. A nice dig by the Knights. Hit it. They're going to roll. Free ball it over. Marissa to Hope.
Back
to Lily. Right in the middle. Nice dig by the Knights. Good digs going on here. Shot over by the Knights. Kiki with a good dig to Hope. Out to Paige.
Boom.
Boom.
That time she was not going to get anything but a kill.
That was a nice high swing by Paige.
It was.
Yeah, big blocks in front of her. So nice high swing on that one.
Yeah, some great digs going on.
Oh,
a lot of good defense.
Key
got some good
digs.
Yeah.
Marissa had good digs. Yeah.
Good rally.
Okay, Faith back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Faith. They're going to set the middle. Dig by Marissa. Over on two for the Indians. Nice dig.
Wow.
Knights set it back up.
Good block
at the net by Grayson Teagan. Two-hand push over by the setter. Marissa with the dig to Faith. So Paige has to free ball it over. The Knights set up the middle. Another hands on the block. Marissa with a dig to Faith. Out to Paige.
Boom.
That is a monster.
Yeah. That was a monster
That was
kill.
Pretty. Boy, there were some good plays in there.
I'll tell you what, Marissa Gerke in that back row.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Grace getting some blocks up there.
Yes.
Grace and Tegan blocking up there. Nice.
Absolutely.
Digs by Marissa, though. I can't say enough about that.
Yeah.
Faith with another good serve. Going to set the back row.
Out.
Marissa with a dig.
Good hustle.
Good hustle by Faith. Marissa has a two-hand push it over. They set the outside for the Knights.
She got it.
By the outside hitter there.
Good. She did. Good hustle by Faith. Marissa had a great dig. Faith had to run and get it, and she dove and popped it up. So, and Marissa had to just dump it over.
Indians up by 2, 10-8. Good serve by Crespi. Marissa with a pass up to Faith on the slide to Grace.
Grace.
Yes, nice kill by Grace.
There's the team.
Yes, there we go. Page back to serve for the Indians.
And you know, Neil said earlier, this is definitely a better Crestview team than they're playing. And I think he was right. They're definitely a better team than what they played the first two sets. So.
Good serve by Page. That's an ace serve. Take that. So it puts the Indians up 12-8. And set number 4 here. So we got a little bit more life on the floor for the Indians, too. So Knights want to talk about it. Indians up by 4 here in this 4th set, 12-8. We'll be right back.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor.
We're back. Oh, good serve by Paige here. 12-8, Indians up in the fourth set. They got a free ball at over. Grace.
Oh, nice, Grace.
Oh, nice.
Grace.
Kill by Grace Guggenblade. Two good plays there on
that
for
was,
Grace.
For Grace to take that free ball was huge because I don't think our back row was, I think they wanted her to take it, and she hesitated and then took it and got a kill.
Kill for Grace. Yeah. Very nice play for Grace.
Yeah.
Good awareness there.
Good.
Paige continuing
good
to serve for the Indians. Indians up by 5, 13-8 here in set number 4. Good serve.
Yep.
Crestview sets up. Oh.
Yeah.
Set up, got a double called on her. I'm not sure where she was going with that
ball.
I'm
not sure
either. If it's just a miss.
I think at the last second she changed her mind, and that'll get you every time. You got to have that mind made up right away.
Indians up by 6. Paige continuing to serve here in the fourth set.
Ah,
knew that. Seen that one coming.
Yep.
So. Service error for Paige. Indians up by 5 here, 14-9 in set number 4. Puts Etzler back to serve for the Lady Knights. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Faith. Out to Marissa.
Boom.
Nice hit by Marissa. Nice
job,
hit.
Marissa.
Good job. So Grace will come out of the lineup for the Indians. Whitley will come back in, and Aubrey will come in and do the serving. So we've got Whitley, Marissa, and Tegan in the front row, and Faith, Paige, and Aubrey in the back row.
Let's see if we can finish these last
15-9
Indians 10 points.
Good. About to look good, but right off the sidelines there. So Aubrey serves that ball out of bounds. So Indians up by 5 here, 15-10 in set number 4. So Aubrey comes out. Kiki comes back in the lineup. And Crestview back to serve. Indians up by 5. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith.
Don't remember where that was going.
Yeah. Little miscommunication there. Faith set it on the back side of her. Willie couldn't quite get to it.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go with the back set, so that probably should have went out.
Hit it into the block.
Yeah.
And couldn't do much with it. 15-11. Indians up by 4. Kiki, the shank pass.
Oh
Marissa tried to get it over, but not quite. So 15-12. Indians up by 3. So
gotta go now.
Gotta go now.
Girls.
Yep. Good serve. Kiki with the pass up to Faith. Out to Marissa.
Nice.
That's a nice kill. She was in the net.
Yeah, no, they're not going to call it because the ball was already dead.
Nope. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good no
call.
That's
a kill for Marissa.
Yeah.
I think her face got
it. Yeah, I think it did. But the ball was already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one thing they tell you. If that ball's dead before they hit it.
She and Whitley are giggling like crazy.
Yeah. So Faith and Tegan take a seat for the Indians, and Hope and Lily come back in the lineup. So Hope will be back to serve her. Indians up by 4, 16-12 in set number 4. Good serve by Hope.
Nice.
Crestview passes it up to the middle. And that's a block to the middle. That's good. Good block by Whitley and Lily there.
Nice.
Yeah, nice block. Puts the Indians up by 5, 17-12. Really nice block there by the girls.
Was. Yeah.
They've been there all night. Just some of them times haven't pushed it over, so they got pushed over at time. Nice serve by Hope. The Knights two-hand push it over on the second one and find the corner.
Reed.
Yeah.
Just didn't quite see what the setter was doing.
Yeah.
So the setter gets a big old long kill. Back corner. 17-13.
Indians up by 4.
We got to lengthen this gap here a little bit.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Knights back to serve. Good serve. Marissa. Ooh, Hope tries to get to it. Ah, shank pass by Marissa. Hope tries to get it. Just couldn't. Got a hand on it. Just couldn't get it up. So it's 17-14. Indians up by 3. Knights back. Continuing to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Up to Marissa. Has to two-hand push it over.
I thought she had a hole there.
Knights are going to put it over. Toss it over.
Good
nice dig by Paige. Marissa to Kiki. Kiki free balls it over. So the Knights set up to the middle again.
Gosh, dang it.
Right, found the corner. Nice hit by that middle.
Okay, pull Lily up there with her. I don't know where, if Lily's not going up or we're just leaving her to hit. We shouldn't do that. Can't leave her one-on-one ever. I bet she'll go up now.
Yeah. Indians up by 2, 17-15. Knights continuing to serve. A good serve. Kiki with a pass to Hope, to Whitley, and that's its kill.
Bam.
That's nice play. It all starts with that good pass, you know?
That's
a nice pass there.
Yeah, the middle blocker never even jumped with Whitley. I don't know what she was doing, but didn't even jump. That was an easy kill.
Marissa back to serve for the Indians up by 3. Good serve.
Yeah.
The Knights are going to have to set a free ball. So Whitley, free ball pass to Hope, out to Paige. Boom.
You're going to eat that one every time.
They ate that one.
Oh, gosh. Whitley went for the slide, and the middle blocker went right with her. That makes Paige open with one, barely one, and that was beautiful.
So Indians up by 4 here, 19-15, set number 4. Marissa continue to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Nice serve. Oh, they had it. Get it over on one pass. Kiki to Hope.
Nice
play by the Indians to get the ball back over the net. The setter two-hand pushes it over. Marissa with a dig. Hope out to Paige. Off the top of the block. Crestview sets up the middle. And that's a block in the middle. There we go. There's triple blocking in the middle there. That wasn't happening.
Good luck getting that over, honey.
I think
Gregor coach wants a timeout.
Yep. Ooh. Indians up by 5 here, 2015 in set number 4. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Kalp Pharmacy would be happy to schedule a phone conversation to look at the medications you're on and the available plans next year to find how these changes will affect you and then help you find the best.
Hey, we're back here at the Ray Edsler Gymnasium, jamming.
Set number 4. Coming off a timeout by the Knights. Indians up by 5, 2015. Marissa continues to serve and serves it out of bounds.
Just barely. She was going for that back corner. She done had it.
So 2016. It's a libero for the Lady Knights back to serve. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Hope. Back to Whitley.
Boom.
That's a kill.
Boom. That's
pretty.
What you get when your opposite is about 5'4", I think that blocker was.
It was a nice play.
Yeah, it was.
Good pass. Started
Hope,
it.
Hope knew it.
Indians up by 5, 21-16. Kiki back to serve. Good serve by Kiki. The Knights are going to set the middle. Nope, outside.
Nice
kill.
Nice hit.
Yeah.
Nice hit by Edsler.
Nice hit by Edsler through the block there. So puts the Knights back to within 4, 21-17.
She's going to be a nice player here in a couple next year.
She's going to be tough.
Yep.
Knights back to serve. Good serve. Marissa struggles with it. Kiki with a pass over to Paige. Roll shot. Oh,
oh,
and
got her in the net.
Yeah, yeah, got her in the net. So take
that's
a kill on that one. That was a big time net.
Thank goodness, because we were about to eat that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Brings Faith back to serve.
Tegan in the front row.
Yep, Tegan in the front row.
Indians so. Up by 5, 22-17. Faith winds up and serves it out of bounds on the other corner.
Man, that one spot is hard to get.
Yep, so service error for the Indians. Puts them up by 4, 22-18. Knights with a good serve. Kiki with a pass to Faith. Out to Tegan.
He can get a go. Oh, 4.
What? What did he call her? Out.
Oh, it must have hit
must
the antenna.
Must have hit the antenna, yeah.
Hit the antenna.
Yep, so Indians up by 3 here, 22-19. Need to close this out. So good serve by the Knights. Good pass. Faith out to Paige. Now
nice.
It's a boom. Oh, no, they got it over.
Marissa.
Wow, nice. Kiki back to Paige. Another Knights. Going to have to free ball it over. Marissa nice. With a dig to Faith. And Kiki's got to free ball it over. The Knights set up the middle. Tip. Paige with a dig to Marissa. Paige two-hand shoves it over. The Knights get it over to the left side here, and that's a nice hit.
That's a nice kill.
Yeah, that was a nice hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
So we've got Emma coming in to set for Faith.
Yep.
See what she can do.
She's had two great smashes.
Yeah, she has.
But
we'll see if Emma can do
what,
something
what
here.
Grade she's in?
No,
junior,
I don't.
She's not a senior, I'm sure.
No. Nice pass by Kiki up to Emma to Paige.
Nice.
Oh, Crestview is going to play it. They're going to free ball it over. So Marissa with a pass to Emma, out to Paige. And
bam,
that's a kill.
That's a monster mash.
That was.
I think that's a good word to say in October.
Pretty.
Monster mash.
Yep.
That was pretty.
Very pretty.
23-20 Indians. Yep. Woo. They're sure making it interesting.
They are making it interesting.
Hang
on. Over and in here.
One at a time, kids. One at a time.
Good serve by Paige. Crestview is going to set up the outside. Tips it over. Marissa with a nice dig to Emma. Ugh. Emma kind of set that too short there.
Yeah.
That was a tough one right there.
Yep.
So.
And she's got Marissa left side.
Yeah.
And she's using Paige in the back row, but not getting it behind the 10-foot line. That's huge.
So Paige with the dig to Marissa. Emma to Marissa. Marissa over. Hit it tipped over again by the Knights. Marissa to Emma. Ugh, Tegan has to free ball it over. The Knights set up to the outside. That's a nice kill.
Nice.
Nice hit. Nice dig by Kiki to Marissa to Paige.
Nice.
And the Knights get it over on two. Paige to Emma. Out to Marissa.
Marissa.
Two-hand pushes it over. Nice dig by the Knights. Keep it rolling. Set to the middle. Tip. And Emma can't get to it.
Knights get the kill.
Yep.
And they're going to put Faith back in.
Yeah.
And Emma didn't, I mean, just we're just not feeding these hitters right now.
Yeah.
22-23. Indians still up by one.
Yep.
They're making it interesting. We'll be right back.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call.
And we're back.
We're back, yeah. Indians just had to take a timeout here in set number 4. Crestview's back to within 1, 23-22.
Yeah.
So, did a setting change, and Emma come out and Faith back in. So, good serve by the Knights. Faith with a set to Grace, and she hits it in the net.
Right into the net. Just 23-23.
Yeah.
They just struggling to get the ball to our hitters at this point.
Yep. Another good serve. Kiki with a pass to Faith. To Paige out of the back.
There's
a kill.
That brings in Whitley and Aubrey to serve.
Yep.
Front row, we got Whit, Tegan, and Riss. See if we can finish.
Set
I don't want to go 5.
Set point, game point, 24-23.
Yeah. I don't want to go 5.
Good serve. Knights pass it to the outside hitter. She tips. Oh, and they
right
had a hand on
hands.
It. Yep. Yep.
Right off Tegan's hand.
Yeah.
Nice tip.
That was a nice tip. Oh, my
it's
goodness.
One of those that if you just let go, we could probably play it. But Now we just got to serve receive.
Yeah. Yep. So 24 all. Knights back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass up to Faith. Over to Whitley. And that's a kill.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That was pretty.
Very beautiful.
I'm glad they're line judges because that looked like it was out to me, but I can't see that far.
Yeah.
That brings in Hope. We love when Hope's
back serving. Hope and, or Faith and Tegan come out. Hope and Lily come back into the lineup for the Indians.
So we've got Marissa, Whitley, and Lily in the front row.
25.
Hope can finish.
24, I think we might be out of
subs, maybe.
Yep.
Could be.
Okay, Faith, Hope we'll back see. To serve. Good serve.
Nice.
Crestview.
Got a free
ball.
No. They're going to attack
gonna
it.
Hit it. Hope. The key. Marissa's going to have to free ball it over.
Oh, nice.
Short free ball. Yep. Set to the middle. Tip. Hope.
Gosh,
key.
Love Hope's digs.
Page. Oh!
Yeah,
and
there
kill.
It is.
Roll shot killed it.
Well,
I'm sweating.
I'm too.
26-24. Indians take set number 4 for the.
I don't know how what happened there. I kind of put my head down to mark a tally, a couple digs, and I'm just that. I don't know. We'll be back in a minute. I think Indians take the fourth set, 26-24. We'll be back in a minute.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Kalp Pharmacy would be happy to schedule a phone conversation to look at the medications you're on and the available plans next year to find how these changes will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, so we're back here at Crestview. Indians take the fourth set, 26-24. Crestview made it very interesting there towards the end. They just, you know, we had talked about the beginning of the match where it was 25-14, 25-15, and you know, we had talked about this is, we know that this is a better team than what they're playing. And then the change came in game three and four. I felt like they served more aggressive. I don't know, Travis, what do you think?
Yeah, they started to serve a lot more aggressive against us, and we struggled with that. So
Yeah. And they just started picking up a lot.
They figured out our mistakes. They knew exactly where we were struggling with, and we did not fix that. So
yeah, they. So any thoughts you want to give? Any feedback you want to give?
Well, I mean, I know exactly what I want to do in practice the next 2 days.
You got it all figured out, don't you?
I'm glad we have a 2-day break.
Yeah, I think
we have areas that we got to work on. We have some, our defense is not to the level it needs to be consistency. Mm-hmm. So we had some people in the end starting to pick it up, but we had some good moments today, and I thought we played fairly well the first two sets. We served more aggressive the first two sets, and then the last two sets, they came out a little more aggressive, and we were a little more passive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think we
but they figured it out at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, did you have a question? I just want to rattle off some stats, if that's okay with you. We'll just rattle off a few things. Let's see, we got kills. We've got Whitley with 16, Marissa with 9, Grace Guggenmiller with 4, and Paige Forkamp with 19. And then Diggs, we had Paige with 5, Marissa with 10, Kiki with 9, and then blocks we had Lily with 2, Whitley with 3, and Paige with 1. Our struggles, I feel like our blocking, we had a lot of
our blocking.
Off the top of our hands.
Our blocking
stuff.
Was just not, they were not fast. Their not hands a, were slow. We weren't really pressing today. So.
And I think that was the biggest
it's just
thing.
Just some of those things, yeah.
Yeah, I think that in assists wise,
I'd have to
tally that up. But anyway, we're going to let Neil ask you maybe one more question, and we're going to go ahead and take off. So good win.
We do have a couple of days off.
Yeah.
So,
Minster's coming up.
Yeah.
What do we need to, or do you want to even give any of that away?
I know Minster's got some nice outside hitters, so our blocking is going to be my biggest concern. So we got to get much better in that location. And our defense, you know, what we're capable of doing is what we just got to bring that into practice the next 2 days. So we'll be fine in that area. I'm not too concerned about that. But we just got to get a little more in our weak areas. We have to make those stronger. And so those are going to be our main focuses the next day in practice.
Yeah, the first two sets tonight looked kind of easy if you only looked at the scoreboard.
Yeah.
But I could see that they were just a lot better team than the score was saying.
Yeah.
And they came out in that third set and beat us.
Well, in our first two sets, we started real aggressive where they weren't able to get the ball to their big middles. And then all of a sudden, we got a little more passive and they got more aggressive, so we struggled. And then their middles did a nice job finding and then tipping the ball a lot on us. So that was an area that we got to improve on. So.
Yep. So, well, we appreciate you coming up and talking to us.
Thank
and good luck Thursday and then again on Saturday against Fort Laramie.
Yep.
Tough team. We'll be back with a little bit more talking about what's coming up the rest of this week after this.
This is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 8th. They have lots of great prices in their frozen food section. All varieties of Best Choice fries are only $2.99 each, and most Best Choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each, and Bird's Eye vegetables are also half price at just $1.09 each. Don't need a full bag of apples? Most varieties of their bulk apples are just $1.99 a pound. And in their dairy case, Kraft Singles are $3.49 each, and Best Choice Shredded Cheese is just $2.39 a package. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium in Convoy, where the Indians have come away with a four-set victory. The first two were in the vicinity of 25-15. The third set, the Indians came up a couple of points short, and the Crestview Knights beat them in, I think it was 26-24. And then the final set, it was, I believe, 25-21 or two. Very tough. The Lady Knights played so much better those last two sets. So what we have coming up Thursday, volleyball at home, hosting Minster, MAC game. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And then Saturday, another tough opponent, volleyball at Fort Laramie. I believe they are ranked 3 and we're ranked 4, something like that. We'll see what this week's poll comes up with, but it's basically mix them up and throw them around. It's New Bremen, New Knoxville, us, Fort Laramie, Marion Local, and probably a couple other MAC schools and a couple of other, you know, really good local schools around here. And it's just the volleyball around here is just crazy tough, and we have another tough one on Saturday, and then no football this week in the tournament. The Indians got an 8 seed, and we'll be playing the number 9 seed at home a week from Saturday, and that will be Milford Center Fairbanks. So October 17th, a week from this coming Saturday, almost 2 weeks before the Indians will play again. So Again, Indians come away with a 4-set victory. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you again on Wednesday night on Sports Talk Thursday night for volleyball. For Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp, thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.